Japan's two top political officials are fighting it out. The popular prime minister, Junichiro Koizumi, and the equally popular foreign minister, Makiko Tanaka, have publicly sparred on several issues. Usually such feuds take place behind closed doors, but this one has been out in the open, offering a rare glimpse inside the world of Japanese politics. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Not since the days of the samurai has Japan witnessed such a ruthless contest. In one corner, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi, a political heavyweight who has promised to revive Japan's comatose economy and reform the party that has ruled Japan for the past 50 years. In the other corner, Makiko Tanaka, the country's first female foreign minister, best known for her decidedly undiplomatic candor. She has openly criticized Prime Minister Koizumi's plans to visit a controversial war memorial next week and openly defied him, ignoring orders to replace several top diplomats, including Japan's ambassador to Washington, only relenting once it became clear her own job was in danger. What makes the dispute so unusual is the way it's being played out. In the media, in a very public, very un-Japanese way. Yoichi Funabashi, a columnist with the Asahi newspaper, says it signals the emergence of a new style of Japanese politics.
In a way, both are beholden to this new populist politics, which they have contributed to generating. And so they are mindful of how the public sees this issue.
So far, the public seems enamored of both leaders, but especially of Makiko Tanaka. Women admire her unprecedented rise to the top ranks of government. Just about everyone likes her gruff, tell-it-like-it-is style. But Tanaka is perhaps best known as Japan's bureaucrat basher. She's declared open war on ministry officials, the mandarins who quietly control the levers of power in Japan. Kuniko Inoguchi, a professor at Tokyo's Sophia University, says it's about time.
Mrs. Tanaka is trying to say, well, we need a democratic control of foreign policy. We need democratically elected politicians to really get the grasp of power and to make decisions in the true sense of the term.
Makiko Tanaka also has her critics. Some say she's too mercurial. Others suspect she's pursuing a private vendetta. Tanaka's family and that of Koizumi's right-hand man, Yasuo Fukuda, have been sworn enemies for the past 27 years. Now the current generation has inherited the bitter feelings and the political turf battles. It's Japan's version of the Hatfields and the McCoys. Again, columnist Yoichi Funabashi.
They have carried over so many grudges and, past battles. And, they have too much burden in a way. And it's very much unfortunate for Japan to see this kind of second, third generation politicians fighting each other, forever.
The feud seems to have died down for now, but analysts say it's only a matter of time before Japan's two biggest egos collide again. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.